AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On Capitol Hill Wednesday,
yeas are 218, the nays are 214. The motion is adopted.
House Republicans pushing President Trump's big tax and spending bill through. Speaker Mike Johnson.
You guys made an audacious plan. You brought the most comprehensive, complicated piece of legislation, probably, arguably in the top two or three in the history of the Congress, with the smallest margin in U.S. history.
The AP's Kevin Frecking on what's in it.
The bill will provide about $4.5 trillion in tax cuts over the next 10 years. It also boosts spending for efforts to deport illegal immigrants and to boost national defense spending. On the other hand, it will also cut Medicaid and food SNAP spending to offset the impact on future deficits for the tax cuts. In all, the Congressional Budget Office expects the bill to still result in about $3.3 trillion in future deficits over the next 10 years.
Congressman Chip Roy, one of the reluctant GOP deficit hawks.
I would have liked to have gotten more, let's be clear, but it's a good bill overall in terms of what it does on tax policy, spending, historic mandatory reductions, and importantly, the Green New Scam subsidy repeals that I think now the executive branch can make sure happen.
Democratic Representative Benny Thompson.
Obviously, it's a big deal. And you can only highlight certain things, but when people start getting kicked out of nursing homes and things like that, that's when you're going to feel it.
Other headlines, the Supreme Court's agreed to hear a case over state restrictions on which school's sports teams transgender students can join. Israeli airstrikes and shootings killed 94 Palestinians in Gaza, 45 attempting to get aid. Federal officials have arrested Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. for deportation just days after a fight against influencer-turned-boxer Jake Paul. And the Alligator Alcatraz Detention Center in the Florida Everglades took in its first group designated for deportation. This is AP News. Canada's enforcing ocean speed restrictions this summer to protect the North Atlantic right whale. Its numbers are down to about 370. At a medical first for a beluga whale.
Officials at the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago say that one of their beluga whales has become the first known beluga to recover from general anesthesia. 12-year-old Kima Lu underwent a first-of-its-kind surgery to remove a growing network of cysts near her blowhole on her head and her neck. Officials say anesthesia is especially complicated for belugas due to their size and unique physiology as aquatic mammals. There was a possibility that Kima Lu would not recover. Once returned to the water and with assistance from her caregivers, Kima Lu was back to swimming around and breathing a bit easier. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.